than a anesthetized populace controlled by an elite ruling class. And the progressives had the nerve to call Republicans trickle-down fascists? The bullet we dodged was a permanent move to European-style socialism and the destruction of our once robust national character. So the leftward march has been halted for now, and none too soon. When the Supreme Court told Americans of every state it was overturning their laws concerning gay marriage, it was no different than the English Parliament telling Massachusetts its local legislature could no longer make its own laws. From then on, Washington was going to decide how marriage is governed in all 50 states. It's not a matter of whether gay marriage itself is right or wrong. It's a matter of who decides. Prior to the court's unprecedented overreach, states were deciding the matter on their own, which was as it should be. The Civil War wasn't only about slavery. It was about this core concept of the American ideal. States' rights. Choice. Why should a woman get to choose what to do with her body while a state cannot decide what to do with its own body politic? Some states made gay marriage legal. Others prohibited it. That was done by democratic vote according to long-standing local values. Yet for all their talk about diversity, liberals would brook no diversity on this matter. Anyone who had reservations was branded a